Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Pam.
Pam. My name is Juanita Matkins, and when I checked my credit card statement for April, I found two charges from, I think, your company that I do not remember making.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
My what?
Zip code.
Oh, zip code 23093.
And your first and last name again?
Juanita Matkins.
All right, Miss Juanita, I did find an account matching your name. Can you verify your address for me?
624 Yanceyville Road, Louisa, Virginia.
All right, 1 second. Let me see what's going on, okay?
All right.
Bear with me. Yes, ma'am, I do see that you ordered a Wi-Fi booster back on February 4th for just paying shipping and handling of $7.45.
Yeah, I paid for that.
Yes, ma'am, and you've already called and been fully refunded for the $56.95. You called yesterday, ma'am. Well, no, ma'am, you disputed it with your bank yesterday.
Right, I disputed both March and April.
Yes, ma'am. So you would have to take all questions to your bank, because once you dispute it, then they handle it. We can no longer handle it with you.
So the bank has been in touch with y'all, and y'all have given me the refund.
You would have to speak to your bank about that.
All right. Can you tell me the product? By purchasing that product,
you was enrolled in a membership for the online gadget store, which is a store where you get other gadgets at a discounted rate.
Right. Now, I'll bet you get a lot of calls about this, Pam.
Well, actually, people love our store. You can get all kinds of gadgets. But that's why you were billed, because you didn't cancel within 48 hours after ordering the Wi-Fi box. It told you in the terms and conditions. But yes, ma'am, you would have to speak to your bank about any questions about those charges.
I have done that, and your company shows up as an untrustworthy company on Google. Once I had a name for the company, I put that in, and that's what it showed up on Google. And I try to read offers very carefully, and I would not have purchased this device if it had meant subscribing to a service.
Okay,
so,
we'll have to go to your bank about any questions about that, because once you dispute it, we can no longer handle this account with you.
Oh, I understand that, and I just wanted you to know that
When ordering it, ma'am, you are automatically enrolled. It tells you that.
Oh, automatically. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, it tells you that in the terms and conditions.
Oh, it tells you that in the terms and conditions, which
you
are probably a lot of small print.
On a computer screen, ma'am, you can make that print as big as you want. So I do apologize for any misunderstanding, but it's very clear online what's going to happen when you order that free if you don't cancel in 48 hours. But you're
you're well compensated for working for this company, because
put the terms and conditions online, ma'am, so I do
well,
apologize.
Well, $56.95 a month just for membership?
Yes, ma'am, because it gets you a $125 gift certificate in the account to use towards in-store purchases, as well as discounts on all those gadgets. So I'm sorry, for whatever reason, you didn't see the terms, but they were there, and you're canceled, and you will have to take all questions to your bank.
Okay. Thank you, Pam.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.